Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Worldwide. Podcasting since 2005.
Take it out.
You're listening to Gamer Tag Radio.
Back on the scene.
With your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamer Tag Radio.
Here we go.
Welcome to Gamer Tag Radio, episode 604. This is your host, Danny, and joining me this week, the whole Gamertag Radio crew, co-host of the show, Pete. What's up, Pete?
What is up? How are you?
I'm all right. What about you, man? Getting ready for the hurricane and everything?
Kind of uneasy. Got Hurricane Matthew getting ready to make landfall in the next, 24 hours or less.
Yep.
So depending on what Matthew's mood is and how Mother Nature decides, will determine pretty much my next 72 hours and how we're going to do. I'm just hoping, not just for myself, but for everybody else in South Florida to, hopefully have a better than expected experience. And shout out to the people in Cuba and Haiti that have already gone through some serious storm damage as a result of this hurricane.
And I believe Bahamas also
entire Caribbean. They're the ones that are getting hit next. They're getting hit, I think, as we speak now. It's gonna be very touchy next 24 hours for myself. You're gonna get some of it as well too down there in Miami. But yeah, it's supposed to. Yep. It's when you see the city you live in on the advisory, it's when things get real.
Yeah, and it gets really scary. There's no water or gas around my area. That is completely gone.
Right.
So just let you know.
Yeah, I was lucky.
And also joining us. Oh, go for it.
I was lucky. I went to the gas station right after work and I was able to find ice, but propane is pretty much, all gone. I was able to, fill up on gas and everything the other day, but I was lucky to get ice today. So we'll see.
All right. And also joining us this week, Paris. What's going on, Paris?
Well, on this side of the country, I just have to worry about falling into the ocean where you got to worry about the ocean falling on you. But other than that, I'm good, man. I'm excited. Uh-huh. I'm excited about this episode, man, because I think we're getting our first peek at a change in gaming, the way we play games. I think this will be the episode where we can look back and go, this is when it happened.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. We're definitely going to be talking about all that. Plus, I have a pretty cool exclusive for the podcast. We have I went to the Gears of War 4 launch event that was here in a couple of days ago in Miami, Florida. Aaron Greenberg was here. A couple of developers of the game, the Coalition, they were there. Xbox. And they had consoles everywhere. And there was a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. They got invited. A bunch of people from the players from the Miami Dolphins, T-Pain, also some local hip-hop heads here like DJ EFN, part of Dream Champs. Shout out to him. DJ Craze, Abstract, graffiti artist. Joe Garcia, she's living down here in Miami. She got invited. And I interview a lot of people, and I'm going to play it here on the show. Exclusively, nobody else has this, so it's going to be pretty, pretty cool. But we're definitely going to be reviewing Gears of War 4. We've been playing this now for like a week. So, but before that, I just want to say this very quick. I would like to dedicate this episode to my grandmother. She passed away early this morning in the Dominican Republic, and it was today has been a very, very tough day for me and my family. So, I just want to say thanks to everybody that have been hitting me up, privately, text, email, everything, man. Thanks. It cheered me up today, man. And I know we were talking about this like before we started recording, but you got to think about the good things, the cool moments that you spend with your friends and family. I've been thinking a lot about my family this year. She's my last grandparent that I've been living now. And, the last one was a couple of months ago. So back to back, it's been a really tough year for me and for my family, man. So, Yeah, I just want to say also, you know, thanks to P and Paris, you know, they're always there, man. Like, little things like this, man, like, I always get, you know, calls and messages from them. They're always there, you know, and you guys are family to me. So I really just want to say thanks, man, from the bottom of my heart, man, for being there for me, man, you know. It's been tough, man. It's been really, really tough. And I just want to say that, man. And I love you, abuela. And just want to say thanks to you guys, man.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Anytime. Yep. I know you guys would do the same for us, as much as we joke and kid and get on each other's nerves at times with our jokes and stuff like that. But, you know, I think it's safe to say that, you know, you guys would do that. You guys would be there and do the same for me and vice versa. We would be the exact same way for you guys. So, you know, that's part of that brotherhood that we talk about. That just goes to show that this is more than just a friendship. This is more than just something we do, right? This is a love, this is a passion. And you know, that's what you do for family. You know what I mean? You're always there for them regardless of the situation.
Yeah. And you know, I want to mention this, 'cause it's like a pretty funny story. I mentioned this to my girl, today and yesterday. When I used to live in the Dominican Republic, and I'm always playing video games, man. I'm there using my grandmother's TV and stuff, and I'm playing my games. And she will call all my systems either Atari or she will call it Nintendo. And I remember there I'm playing, and she'd be like, "Oh, turn that off. Take that Nintendo off. That's going to mess up my TV and I can't watch TV and all this stuff." And I'm like, I'm explaining to her, no, it's not going to mess it up, you know, because originally back then, you know, remember when you connect the Nintendo on the TV, you have to either put in channel 3 or channel 4. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I had to do that all the time. And if I put in channel 4, it was a little bit weird because there's like another broadcast trying to do the same thing. Oh, it was just weird. But yeah, she always used to bug me like, "Turn that off. Come on." And it's like, "Come on, abuela." Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me live. But it was cool living over there in DR, man. So yeah, awesome moments, man.
Send us your feedback or questions. Yep. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so yeah, I know I talked about the whole Gears of War 4 launch event in Miami, and I have to mention this too. When we were there, they also gave us consoles to the people that got invited. They gave us the Gears of War 4 bundle that comes with a special limited edition console, especially made for like Gears of War. And it's cool. I turned it on today. When you turn it on, it has like the Gears of War theme. It was super cool. I was not expecting that at all. It's a 2 terabyte console, and it comes with the Ultimate Edition game of Gears of War 4. So right now I'm downloading the game because I have now 2 Xboxes. So I'm going to test out the whole thing that you could save it to the cloud and you could play in any other device. So I'm going to test that out too, man. So I just want to say that very quick, and thanks to Microsoft and everything. But that has not changed my review. I've been playing this game for like a week, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm definitely going to be talking about this. So I play the campaign. Now I have now, let me see, I have like over 30 hours already been playing it nonstop. I finished it normal. Right now I'm playing hardcore and I'm loving the story, man. I'm loving the story. But I just want to say that I really, really like the new characters, JD, Kate, and also Dell. JD is the son of Marcus Fenix. At first, I was like, man, how am I going to like these characters? Because, you know, the original trilogy, those characters really stood out, man, with the voices, the things that they were saying and everything, especially Marcus Fenix. Like, dude, like that voice stood out big time, you know. But once I got to play this game, I really love the interaction of these characters. You know, I know Pete, you mentioned that a couple of times when you were playing it, because we were playing, we were in a party chat while we were all playing the campaign at the same time. So what are your thoughts about the characters too? Because I know you mentioned that a couple of times.
Well, that was one of the big, that's like you said, that was one of the things that I noticed big time. It's while we don't have the traditional Dom and Fenix dynamic, you've, you know, you're literally thrust into the story you know, we won't get into the you know, anything. I don't want to, we don't want to give it away any spoilers, but you know, you're thrust, you're literally thrown into the story, and it's like all of a sudden you, there is no buildup of friendship, of, you know, of camaraderie. There's already an established relationship between people. Some of them are antagonistic, some of them are friendly, some of them are, you know, we'll say more than friendly, right? But seeing the interaction between JD and, I can't remember his name, I know he's voiced by Jimmy Smits. It's phenomenal. Just hearing that discussion, the way that they talk to each other, similar in ways to the way that the three of us talk offline, right? Where, you know, we're getting on each other's cases and not giving, you know, and giving each other, you know, the business. Things like that take the game and take the story and bring you into it and make you feel like you're actually part of the group. And that's one of the things that I think the Gears title has always done. It's always been really strong with the story side.
I mean, just to add on to what Pete is saying, again, I don't want to get into spoiler territory or anything, but I enjoyed the character interaction from what I've played so far. And just full disclosure, I've not completed the campaign. But it's good. I'll definitely say this. The storytelling has definitely been stepped up from what was in the original trilogy of Gears. I mean, you can tell they had a dedicated team over at the Coalition, and they really focus on the story and to get you to actually care about these characters, you know, and not just, hey, let's have a cameo from old player from the old game. You know what I mean? So it was good in that way. I like that. I feel like the torch is being handed off to the new generation of Gears characters, and it'll carry it forward into the sequels that'll come along. And look, I don't know what's going to happen at the end, cause I haven't finished it yet. But, what I've seen so far, I'm really enjoying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and his name is Oscar, by the way, the old man.
Yeah. Jimmy's. Yeah.
Oh, Oscar.
Yeah. Cause when I heard his voice, I was like, oh, dude, that's totally Jimmy Smith.
He is hilarious, yeah. Man. He is really, really funny, man. Yeah, definitely a funny character, man. I was talking to one of the developers during the party, and I think he worked on the Horde mode. And I asked him, like, honestly, he said that he worked on every single Gears of War game that has come out since the first one. He used to work at Epic Games, and then he moved to and got a job at Coalition and stuff. But he said that it took him at least 2 years to work on this game, and I'm impressed. Because at first, I was really worried. I'm like, how are they going to finish this so fast?
Yeah,
in 2 years?
Yeah, that's what we've been saying for the longest. Yeah.
Yeah, for the longest. And finishing this game, really, and now to the second time, like, I'm understanding the story even more and more. There's little things you'll find out here and there once you play a second time. And just everything, the whole package, I'm like, damn, they did a really good job, man, for just 2 years.
And that's
impressive.
That's one thing to add on to that is because, like you said, we've been talking about this for 2 years. Like, man, I don't know, bringing this thing out 2 years. I feel like they're rushing it. But playing it, it feels very polished. This does not feel like, oh, let's hurry up and get this out of the door because we need a Gears game in 2016. This felt like a game that the studio took their time with and is very polished. And if they only needed 2 years to do this, then bravo to Coalition, man, because it feels like a very well done AAA game. It really does.
Yeah, and I'll say this. And Paris, once you finish the game, you tell me if you agree with me or not. I think this is a better story than Halo 5, like hands down.
Hey, well, that's not hard to do.
No, but I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying, like, I felt that when the 343 worked on Halo 5, it was pretty good. It was just disappointing. You know, like this, yes, it was 2 years, but man, it's very impressive, you know? So,
but isn't that what we've been saying all along? Take your time and give us a polished, finished product that is not just, you know, fun from a gameplay perspective, but it drags you in from a storytelling perspective. Dare we say a complete package? Dare we say potential game of the year contender?
I have to put it up there. At least in the top five, top three for me. I'm loving this, man. And look, I'm not really a hardcore Gears of War fan. I've never, like, I play the campaign and I play a little bit of multiplayer and then I'm done. this, for, I don't know what it is. Something is making me like just continue to play this and just I see myself playing this for a while, for a very long time, you know. So, and I can't wait for the game to launch so I could finally play with like, the community and try out like the horde mode. I definitely want to try that out. I'm a big fan of that.
Well,
and just the versus too.
You played some of the horde mode the other day, right? I know. I remember you and I played a little bit. Paris, yeah. And I played some of that. So one of the things I wanted to talk about with respect to Gears of War is one of the first games that actually take advantage of the Xbox Anywhere feature, right? Mm-hmm. So just for full disclosure, Paris and I were playing on PC. Danny was playing on Xbox One S or just the one.
One S.
Okay. How was your experience from the console side playing? Was it seamless? Could you have, had you not known that Paris and or I were playing on PC, would you have known any different?
Zero. I would have not known at all. And the thing is, first of all, I have to correct this, Pete. Xbox Anywhere, the first one was ReCore, and then it was okay. Forza.
All right.
But I think this is the first game that we actually are playing it, you guys on the PC and I'm playing on the console for us,
right,
in our experience.
But is ReCore co-op?
No, it's not co-op, but you could also,
so it's
like,
kind of hard to Xbox Anywhere play co-op.
it's not co-op, but you could save it and right. play it. You could continue playing it on the PC version. Like,
gotcha.
That.
Okay.
But I believe you could do the same with Forza. But I want to say this. When we went to the lobby, there's icons that will say, if you're a PC, if you're console.
Right.
But once we were playing it, dude, I didn't even notice that you were playing on the PC. There was no like advantage or anything like mm-hmm. that. So major props to them, yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Well, it plays smooth. Smooth.
And then that's why I mentioned at the top, I go, we're going to look back and this is going to be considered the game that's that first step into this. You're blurring the lines between console gaming and PC gaming, because the thing that really impressed me was like last night, Pete sends me an invite to come play Horde mode. I mean, I'm on my desktop, just regular desktop. The invite comes up into the Xbox app. I go to that. I click accept. It launched Gears, brought me right into it, just as if I was sitting on an Xbox One. It was no different. And I was on my PC. There was nothing weird. I had to click, nothing. I picked up my controller. We were in the lobby playing. That simple. I created a party chat. Pete joined the party chat. We were in the party chat together, communicating, no problem. We could have communicated in game as well, but you know, it was just by habit. We always do a party chat. It worked just as the same as it would on a console. And that's my point. You know, I talked about this a little bit last week, and now that Gears 4 is out and we can openly talk about that, the fact that I'm playing in 4K, smooth, zero issues. I didn't have any problems with it. The final drivers aren't even out yet as of this recording, and it was a smooth experience. We're playing on PC. Pete's on PC. You're on Xbox One. No issues. It was seamless. The saves going back and forth across. The communications were going back and forth across. There was no issues between console and PC. And like you said in the lobby, you can tell who's on a PC and who's on a console by the icon. But other than that, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. And now, the one thing that Gears 4 is doing is, for just straight up multiplayer matchmaking, they're not going to put Windows 10 people and Xbox people together. You'll have to do a private match for that. But Horde mode and the co-op, free reign. We can jump into matches together and play that till our hearts content. And like I said, man, this is a start. This is a start. This is what I wanted to see Microsoft do. I'm very, very happy with what I'm seeing from this. And just on the PC side, because obviously that's what I can comment on, all the customization features that you have graphically. I really didn't have to do anything mm-hmm. because it recommended ultra settings, 4K from install. Here you go. I actually went in and started tinkering with stuff. Like I turned on the dynamic scaling just to see what that would do with my frame rate. I locked it at 60 frames per second, stayed there. No problem. If it was down-resing anything, I couldn't tell. I turned that off. My frame rate was kind of jumping between 55 and 60. But I mean, other than me seeing the little counter in the corner telling me my frame rate dropped, you know, by 5 frames, I didn't notice anything while I was playing. It was fine. Xbox One controller worked just fine on the PC. zero issues. I mean, I cannot stress that enough for people that are listening to this. You buy Gears of War 4 digitally, you will be able to play it on your Xbox One. You will be able to play it on your PC. And when Scorpion come out next year, you play it on Scorpion 2. It's just going to work across the board.
I will say, you know this, though. That, and it might, man, it's just me personally, because I was trying to do it the, you know, the keyboard mouse style. The only knock that I would have to say is that it's still, you can still tell that it's got its hooks in the console market because of the control scheme. It's really difficult to do some of the moves that you need to do, you know, like, you know, I think it's a, I can't remember what it's actually called, but when you reach over cover and you pull in an opponent to do a melee kill, it's really difficult to do doing it with keyboard and mouse, because you literally have to press like 3 and 4 keys at the same time. And definitely would have been a lot easier had I just had a controller in hand. But if that's the only thing, okay, fine. I can't do a specific type of kill or a specific type of melee. I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that.
But I also, if you buy this game, not only you're getting this game for a limited time, you're also going to be getting the whole series, Gears of War 1 collection, the whole trilogy. So it's that, also Judgment Day. I mean, not Judgment Day. Oh my God, what I'm thinking about Terminator. Gears of War Judgment, you also will get that. And all will work on Xbox One. So, and it's free. So it doesn't matter if you have the physical version or the digital version, we'll get that, all that for free. Now, let's talk about the Horde mode. Am I the only one that found this like a little bit harder?
Let me say something on this, because I didn't even say this to Pete while we were playing. So we're playing, right? For, you know, first few waves, I'm kind of, it's just a little easy. It's a little too easy. I don't know about this.
And we were playing on casual.
I know, we're playing a cow. I was like, maybe we need to bump the difficulty up a little bit. Man, we got to like, because it was just two of us. It wasn't like four people or anything. But man, we got in a wave 7, wave 8, and up to like 10. I was like, oh, wait, we got to do some strategy here. We got to get cover. Dude, I can tell you right now, especially bumping, and like I said, we're playing on casual. We weren't even playing on a hard one. When we bump it up to hard mode, you're going to need all four people in there. You're going to have to plan out strategies. You're going to have to, you know, use the points and stuff and get all your equipment and strategically place it. Cause dude, I don't want to spoil it, but there's some stuff that's going to be coming at you in that freaking Horde mode. I got a little nervous.
I will say there were even parts where I was jumping. Like I know Paris, you heard me on one point. I know Danny, when you jumped in afterwards, you heard me. I was like, whoa, whoa, legitimately like, whoa, like I was not expecting. There's certain components. I don't want to ruin it, so I'll let you guys experience it.
But remember the one, and again, I won't spoil it because I won't say what it was, but remember the one thing that was chasing us around the map?
Yes.
And we saw that there was the option to basically get it into a burn room and burn it. And I was trying to lure it in there, but he saw you and he was like, no, I'm not going for that. I'm one Pete. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. It was fun. I can definitely see some very fun nights of Horde mode 3.0, you know, in Gears 4. It's going to be a blast. And the fact that, again, you can do it on Xbox, PC, won't matter. You just all play together and have fun.
Definitely, man. Now, let me ask you this. What is like your favorite weapon so far that you've been using there in the game?
Me? I like that the saw thing. You know, it shoots out the saw blades.
Oh, it's like it shoots out the discs of the blades.
Yeah, and they bounce them all around, which, by the way, I have to bring this up. Graphically, game is tight. This fire is great, but I'm loving the destructible environments that they have. Like literally your cover can change on the fly in that game. You can destroy enemies' cover, the enemy can destroy yours, the weather effects and the dynamics that puts into there. Whew, I can't stop gushing because I'm very
it's called
impressed.
The buzzkill, by the way.
There you go. That's the name.
Oh, buzzkill. Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still loving the Lancer and also my shotgun. Love my shotguns.
I love that double shotgun. Did you pick that one up?
Oh, yeah, it shoots once, then when you let go of the trigger, it shoots again. Yeah.
Yeah,
mine is the pistol dope that you come with. That thing is deadly. Like I was doing headshots all day long with that thing, and it's like, I'm like, yeah, I could dig this. I could definitely dig this.
Yeah. Now I know for the past few months we've been getting a lot of emails of people asking for, you know, any local co-op games. This one has it. And I'm going to be real with you, P. I don't know how it is in the, for the PC, but for the console, it was a cool experience. It's just the screen is smaller. Mm-hmm. So I got used to playing the campaign solo. So when a friend of mine came over and we started playing co-op, he loved it. He didn't notice. He loved it. But to me, I was like,
is it side by side or top down?
Top down.
Okay. It's like Halo. So split screen like Halo. So you're still trying. You're not going to be able to get the 16:9 or 16:10 like aspect ratio.
That's what I was like. But I mean, do you think that feature works for the PC for you guys?
I don't think it's a PC type function, honestly, because most people aren't playing on.
I read that online that is also going to be supporting split screen co-op for the PC too. But I'm wondering how that looks for the PC version.
Oh, I don't know. So, I don't think it'll be any different. I would just think that it's going to be a little more difficult because you've got a much smaller screen typically with computers, with people playing PC. I play on a 27 inch. It might not be as bad for someone like Paris, who's got a much larger 4K screen. You know what I mean? So he may not have as much of an issue. But I mean, then you get two different types of controllers. I don't know. I usually envision playing on PC as a single person experience, whether you're playing multiplayer, you're just doing a campaign on a game. So because there's just a smaller, more close, type scenario, but hey, if you could do split screen, you know, local co-op on PC with obviously I haven't been able to test it, Paris. If you want to test it with your boy, I don't know. There's some scenes that may not be suitable for young children.
No, he's not playing this game, which is funny. I have to say, a common friend of ours, his first name starts with a J and his last name starts with an L, hits me up last night and asked me, because I guess he must have saw I was playing or something, are you going to let your son play? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, why? And I'm like, because it's all the violence and the blood and the bad language. No.
You can turn those off, though.
Oh, yeah, there is a feature you could turn that off, Paris.
Sure, and then when I'm not home and he's playing it, he'll turn it off. I'm not letting him.
No, but I know there is a way to turn it off, and I think all that will go off. Even the cursing, I think, will go off. So,
right.
Yeah, during the event, we were there. They had a that you could play like with your friends versus AI. So we all got together. And it was very challenging. I don't know who put in hard or whatever. It was very, very challenging. Yeah, we were playing that all day, and it was a blast. I had a blast playing that. So, yes, get together. You want to play multiplayer. Let's say you don't want to play horde mode. You could get together, versus, get a couple of your friends, and set it up where you could play against the AI. So that's awesome. And, of course, there's private matches, Pete. And I think this also supports LAN too, so you don't have to play online. You could also have a LAN party and do that too. So it's pretty cool. I really, really love it, man. So
well, that's the thing, and we obviously can't really give an opinion on this until it's actually out and everyone's playing it. But with the multiplayer side, I mean, they're going to make a concerted effort to get into competitive gaming with Gears of War 4. So maybe in a few weeks, you know, we can start talking about that as well, just to see how that works out. But like you mentioned, it supports LAN. That's one of the reasons why. You know, because we're going to see this at MLG and, you know, all these other high profile tournament events.
Yep. So any last words before we go with our interviews and everything? Pete, a must buy what? Personally, for me, but must buy. Must buy if you're an Xbox One owner.
I don't even think it just shouldn't even matter if you're an Xbox One owner. If you're just a fan of Xbox and you're a fan of the Gears of War game series, definitely pick it up. And as we've said and Paris mentioned earlier, it finally blurs the line of where your experience is, and it doesn't matter whether you're on a console or you're behind a keyboard and a PC. This is absolutely the next step towards that next generation of gaming. This is a great game to introduce you to that opportunity of, okay, it doesn't have to be on my couch on a console. It can be, you know, behind a keyboard and mouse and a monitor. So.
Agreed. Because that's the thing. Like, obviously, ReCore was the first one. While Forza Horizon, you know, is kind of like a AAA game. I mean, racing is a niche market. Not everyone's going to be into racers. But this, Gears of War 4, this is kind of your first big AAA
big budget marketing all over the globe. Like you said, Aaron Greenberg been all over the country right now, you know, showing this thing off. This is the first game to truly show off Xbox Anywhere, to show off that Microsoft. In my personal opinion, this is the first Microsoft AAA game that has me excited for Xbox One, because Halo didn't do it for me. None of the other ones did it for me. This is the first one that I'm looking. When we always talk about that game, yep, you better go get you a PC or an Xbox and go play Gears 4. And you know me, I was skeptical coming into this. I kind of lost faith a little bit because I was like, I don't know where they're going with the story. But after getting a taste of the story, seeing how the Horde mode works, seeing a little bit of the multiplayer, I'm very impressed. I mean, Rod Ferguson and those guys at the Coalition have done a fantastic job. And if you were a fan of Gears previously, it's a no-brainer. If you were curious about Gears, I think it's worth the $60 investment. I really do.
Yep, definitely. All right, so we're going to now go to our coverage. Exclusive interviews recorded during the Gears of War 4 launch event here in Miami, Florida. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Back on the scene.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
This is a Gamertag Radio exclusive.
All right, so we're here at the Gears of War 4 event here in Miami, Florida. And wow, I have one of our closest friends here. We haven't seen each other in a very long time. Please present yourself.
Hi, I'm Joe Garcia. I am Playboy's Cyber Girl of the Year, and I'm also their former gamer next door, chilling here with Donny Pena. Yep. The War event, so we're checking it out.
How you been? It's been a long time. I think the last time that we got to hang out, we did like a couple events and stuff. I know you were at the PlayStation Vita event. I think that was the last time we got together and stuff. And was it E3?
No, I think the last time I saw you was like, it was during the Vita events, but I visited you over at Discovery. And we played some games in a theater and had a good old
time. Oh, the screening room.
Yes. Yeah.
So how you been? It's been a while. I haven't seen you really been active online a lot. You just went away for a while. So there's a lot of listeners are probably curious, like, what's going on with Joe Garcia?
I've kind of been under, like, embargo. So, like, I've been... I don't know what best way to explain it, but I pretty much have been under embargo, and now I'm finally back in mass media and I'm coming out and I'm doing more stuff these days, and people have been curious as to what I'm about to do next, but who knows? Like, it's going to be a surprise to everybody, even probably me, but I'm definitely going to start a Twitch channel. Everybody keeps saying I need to do more stuff on Twitch, so I'm going to be doing that. I might come visit you over at Gamertag Radio and see what's up over there. But for the most part, I'm just chilling. Like, I'm just getting acclimated with games. I'm living life a little bit. I was nonstop for a long time, and you know that, Danny. You would see me. I was constantly on the road, hitting game after game after game after game, and it gets to that point where you want to actually spend some time with these games and play them. And so I've gotten that opportunity here today. I've been messing with Gears of War 4, which is an amazing game. I'm impressed that they decided to come out with a multiplayer. So I'm curious to see how that's going to be on launch day. And I think everybody's going to be pleasantly surprised with it. I'm kind of sad we're at this event and there was no co-op. But all I was talking about on Twitter was co-op. We're going to do co-op. No, we didn't get to do co-op at all. But the multiplayer, we did get to play. We got to hang out on co-op, on multiplayer, but not co-op so much. And we got to see the Comic-Con demo again. And it's good the second time around as it was the first time we saw it. So it's a good deal. I've been playing a lot of RPGs lately. They consume my time because they're those types of games that you spend so much time going through. And I'm looking forward right now to Final Fantasy coming out. 15 looks amazing. I've gotten to see some really cool stuff. And they freaking have a car that turns into a plane.
So That's dope.
Yeah. That is dope. When they decided to launch that video, they leaked that. I was like, oh my God. And it's for real. It's in the game. So I'm looking forward to see what they got going on. what I've gotten to see of it, it's like Shadows of the... You remember Shadows of the Colossus?
Yeah, I remember.
Massive battles that you can barely tell what you're fighting. You have that to look forward to in Final Fantasy 15. So I'm looking forward to that game. But this Gears of War 4, you guys are going to be pleasantly impressed. All that complaining people have been have about no multiplayer, we got multiplayer for you. And they did a decent job. Everybody's been complaining too, because I got a chance to check out the beta. And the beta was a little, like, it was a little buggy. People were complaining a little bit about what was going on in the beta. They fixed a lot of those issues. And I've noticed that just sitting here playing the couple maps we were able to play, the glitching is not, I don't see it at all. So we'll see when they launch it live and everybody's on there how this is going to roll out. But from the way it looks, man, people are going to be pleasantly surprised and impressed.
I mean, that's dope that you came over here, you know, because we haven't been hanging out in a very long time and stuff.
I mean,
you're
good now.
Yeah, she's in Miami now, which is awesome. So what, besides the whole Twitch stuff, like, I know you've been taking a break with the whole gaming stuff for a while, and now you're coming back. Besides Twitch, is there anything else that you would like also to do in the future, too, in gaming?
I have all these great ideas to come out with my own, like, legit channel. We lost a lot of the gaming news stuff. And we lost that in that we lost G4, and G4 was this platform that all these gamers had, this outlet where they can be on TV and be able to project what was going on in the daily life of gaming. Everything's kind of translated to online, and I guess my dream job would be working with, like, some of the bigger guys, like IGN, and doing, like, a TV show with them, or even creating a new channel format where other people, kind of like YouTube, but for gamers, where people can have their own channels and it can just be it. There were a couple other websites that were doing that for a while where people had the ability to do their own channels. And the stuff that you guys are doing right now, you're able to have your video, not so much your video, but your audio podcasted out through networks. And I want to be able to do that, but with video, because people relate to people. And right now we're just voices. And so I'm hoping to one day be able to open that platform up again, and gamers can get back to where they used to be, where they were just kind of in front of people. YouTube is a large platform for that lately, as of days. So, like, people are doing everything on YouTube, but you're seeing a lot of these major stations, just like the one you guys are affiliated with, that are picking up small industry people that are like, hey, I'm in the thick of it, let me give you some news. And they're hooking you guys up and giving you a platform to work off of. And then at the same time, you can grow off of it. So I'm looking forward to see where that stuff goes. But I want to help aid in that growth in some way, shape, or form.
So I know you play Gears of War 4. What is it going to be the first thing you're going to be playing? The campaign, Horde, or multiplayer?
I think I need to see what's up with the multiplayer. And I usually don't say that. I'm big on campaign. I'm an RPG girl. So I play campaign all day long, all day, every day. Like, I'm all about what's going on in the story. But I'm curious about the multiplayer for Gears of War 4. This is something new for them. And so you want to see where that's going to go before it becomes a thing of the past. And so you hope that it's going to be strong enough that everybody's going to play it. And you hope it's not another Titanfall's deal, where Titanfall was great when it first started and everybody was playing it. But the second people stopped playing it, people who just jumped on board, they weren't getting the same experience as the people who played it from launch. And so I don't want Gears of War to be that. So I'm hoping that Gears of War has a longevity like Call of Duty does, where people can get on this platform and play it and want to continue to play it. Their co-op was amazing. Everybody would play their co-op, and it was a big deal to play Gears of War co-op. People would get together and play this game. I hope that the fan following for co-op is just as strong on multiplayer, that they keep the multiplayer going, that they enhance the multiplayer where there's a lot going on in the multiplayer, that people stay in tune, that they don't let it get boring and repetitive, that they throw out new maps and they throw out new tricks and they throw out, like, they don't need to be Call of Duty, but they need to be something like it. You know, as much as that sucks, Call of Duty figured out a formula that works, because people are on there, they're addicts, they're junkies. I think Call of Duty has always been that, and I think Gears of War has the potential to be that. And so you only hope that we have a new multiplayer game, finally a new multiplayer game, so I don't have to play Call of Duty. I can find a new group of friends and a new group that likes a different type of genre game, because Gears of War is not Call of Duty. By no standards are they the same. But the group that would play Gears of War, that would play online, are those same dudes that are playing co-op with you. So I look forward to seeing this grow and hopefully it sustains.
Yeah, I finished the campaign over the weekend. It's a pretty good campaign. It's a couple of twists. You're going to like it. I had a blast. The thing that I really want to try out is the Horde mode, multiplayer online, to see how that is going to be. Especially Horde mode, because I want to play with my friends. Like, let's get together, just try to defeat all these bosses and all these enemies during the waves and stuff. So I'm excited for that, you know. So, but I'm happy that you're here in Miami, and now we could finally hang out a lot more now, you know. So, and I hope that in the future you could get more involved with the whole Twitch stuff, media. And I think you have a pretty good talent, man, you know, and I think a lot of the people from the gaming community missed you during your break, you know.
I think it's a talent. I think it's the love. Like,
and the love too. Yeah, yeah.
You know how a lot of people, like people who play sports, the people who love the game, like let's say a baseball player that loves baseball and is follows the fact that he is a true baseball player. And doesn't let the hype get involved. I've always been that person. I've always loved gaming. I never let the hype make me bigger than I was. And so it was always for the love of the game. It didn't matter what it was. Like, they can get me to an event and I'd show up for free just because the love of the game. Like, I wanted to see this game and I wanted to play and I wanted to get involved. And so I think a lot of that is lost in the industry. And so I'm all about just being able to show up to an event like this and just spend some time with these games that people spend hours upon hours upon hours to create. It's like a beautiful dance that people don't understand what goes into this. Like, I've gotten the great privilege to see how some of these games are developed in studio and just to see every little bit that goes into this. And people just don't get it. It's like, everybody's like, well, when's the next one going to come out? Why is it taking 2 years? They just don't know. And so I appreciate to be able to sit here and be like, oh my God, that's what it became. After what I saw it being at the very beginning. So it's good to watch the planting of the seed and seeing the flower at the end. So I look forward to just being more involved in what's going on in gaming. There aren't very many of us left that are old school cats that have been around for a long time. And I have. I've been around for a while. And like, I helped, like, I was part of that movement where girls were in gaming. And like, I was one of the original girls that actually played video games. And I dealt with that whole Rotten Tomatoes thing when I first launched. Everybody's like, there's no freaking way that this Playboy model plays video games. And I had to get over that. Like, I had to jump over that hurdle. And once I jumped over that hurdle and people knew I was legit, they came to my events. They hung out with us online when we play the Game for Fame on Microsoft, who's also present here at Gears of War. They got the new Slim. You've checked it out.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
That Microsoft Slim, all those people that have those portable gaming systems, this thing fits in there. It's like the size of a Wii U. I'm loving it. But for sure, like, all these people are getting together to master this beautiful game. I hope people, you know, show up at midnight to these openings on GameStop to get their advanced copies of these games. And so I'm looking forward to see how this game pans out in the end.
Now, what's your Twitter, what's your Facebook, or whatever you have that you would like to promote online?
Yeah, I was at Gamer Next Door for a long time and separated from Playboy. I went on my own handle. I gave them Gamer Next Door, and now I'm AIRANGE1. It's a certified Twitter handle. I'm the same on pretty much every platform, and it's also happens to be my gamer tag, so if you want to find me on there. I play with everybody. If I have room on my game list, I'll let you join. I'm playing just about everything you can think of these days, so if you have a game that you're playing and you think I should play it, don't be afraid to send me a message.
All right, but Joe, thanks a lot, and good seeing you again.
It was good seeing you too, Danny.
Awesome. Dream Champs co-host DJ EFN, also Mixtape King here in Miami. EFN, what's up, man? What's going on?
What's going on, my brother? You want me to hold the mic or not?
No. Okay. So I know we were here, you know, checking out the game and stuff. This is your first gaming event, right?
Nah, you had us. You always plugged us, man. Back in the days, you always had us going to gaming events.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm saying from a game like this, like an event like this, this is your first time, probably, right?
I guess. But what was the one that you had Mayday booked at one time?
Was Mafia 2. That was, yeah, oh, yeah, you're right, you're right. All right. I thought you were talking about community vibes and stuff.
No,
it's all good. Yeah, so how's it been, the experience, everything? I know you tried the game and everything. The system is pretty cool, too, the console. Your thoughts, man, graphic and everything.
Nah, the graphics are amazing. The game is amazing. Like, I like the first-person type games and, you know, and the, like the fighting war games. So this is right up my alley. Like, I'm a big Call of Duty dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm not. I don't play a lot of games, but I like these kind of games.
You're a casual
I'm
gamer.
I'm a super casual gamer. Like, I'm from the old school, like, Atari Nintendo days, yes, and didn't recover from that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I saw your post about something, but whatever. We'll talk about that later. But no, this game looks pretty amazing, so I think I'm gonna go in on this one.
So, quick question, man. Like, how's it been with you guys now with the whole Drink Champs? You know, I've been pushing you for a while to do the whole podcast thing now. So you guys are getting a big buzz now with the whole podcast.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I have to thank you for everything you've helped us with in terms of Drink Champs. You are always a big proponent of us doing the podcast and pushing us in that direction and then eventually taking us to CBS. But it's been an amazing experience. A roller coaster, to say the least, you know?
Crazy hard work, nonstop work. And I mean, what's next for you guys now with the whole Drink Champs? I know you guys just got back from Vegas, right? I mean, what's next for you guys?
We're gonna take it to the TV. We're doing some stuff for TV, and we're gonna go live with it. We're gonna do live shows, live Drink Champ events, and
like a tour.
Yeah, I mean, we're in discussions with different people that want to set up a tour, but we might do like one-offs just to try it out. But I mean, really, the sky's the limit because there's so many listeners that are so engaged and internationally that want us. They're like, whatever Drink Champs we want, we're down. So we just want to make sure that the brand is consistent. We don't dilute it either, but that we keep feeding the fans, man. If they want it, we want to give it to them, whatever they want, you know?
All right, so mention your Twitter account, social media, website, anything, man, to promote.
Well, in terms of Drink Champs, everything at Drink Champs. And myself, at DJ EFN on Twitter, at Who's Crazy on Instagram, and at Crazy Hood on Twitter, at Official Crazy Hood on Instagram as well.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot, man.
Nah, thank you, my brother.
No problem. 1-2-1-2. All right, so we're here with my homie, DJ Craze. We go way back, all the way from the 90s and stuff, man. So how you been, man?
I'm good. Braddock, what up?
Braddock, wow, I've heard that in a while. Is this your first gaming event over here or what?
I think so. It might be. Like, I don't remember. I'm getting old. Like, I don't know if this is my first one, but I think it's my first one in Miami, so all good, yeah.
So, I mean, what you think of the game, the console, that stuff, man? I mean,
it's dope as hell. Like, I haven't been playing video games in, like, 4 or 5 years because I started really focusing on, like, working and stuff. But, damn, it reminds me of, like, the first two. And the graphics look way crazier now. But that's because I'm an old head, so I'm just like, wow, it looks mad realistic, yo.
Did you try the headphones or the headsets or no?
Yeah, yeah. Is that
how was the sound of that?
Great. Are those the headsets that come with it?
No, it doesn't. No, that's for the event.
I was about to say.
He was like ready, like, oh.
But the sound is
crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's great. Hell yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, what's been going on with you, man? I know you've been traveling all the time and stuff. Are any albums or any project are you working on or what?
Yeah, I put out an EP like 2 weeks ago, and I put it out for free because like I had a lot of samples in it, so I couldn't put it out on my label. But yeah, it came out like 2 weeks ago while I was on tour in Australia. And then I was on the road for like a month. I went like Europe for like a week. Canada for like 2-3 days, went home, went to Australia for like 2 weeks, Asia for like 2 weeks, and I just came back like 4 or 5 days ago. So I'm just like, I'm just getting back into this.
You're always traveling, huh?
Man, you know, yes. You know, yeah, that's like DJ life, but thank God I'm still doing it. So all good.
I know there was the DMC US Championship. Going to happen. I think, was it what's the name of the first female winner? What's her name? I can't remember her name.
Actually, it was a fuck up.
No, what happened?
She didn't win.
She didn't win?
She didn't win. Basically, sum it all up, the scorecards were supposed to be 3 points for the winner, 2 points for second place, 1 point for third place. So all of us judges were like,
oh, well, you were judging?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, okay.
So all the judges were like, all right, 1 point for the winner, 2 points for second place. So, like, it was, we didn't know exactly what the hell we were doing anyways. Third place was supposed to be the winner.
Okay.
First place was supposed to be third place. So, like, the girl was actually supposed to be third place.
Oh, snap. But they were promoting it as like she was first place, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but damn.
They corrected it the next day. So it was like.
And I saw the news like, oh, first. Oh, snap. Oh, yeah. Man. Now I know. Okay, okay. But dope.
To defend her, like, she was really, really dope. She could have won it. But it was just like, you know, we couldn't give it to her just off the strength of being a girl. Like, there was somebody that was better than her. So, yeah.
All right, man. You want to mention your Twitter account, social media, website, whatever. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, man. It's Crazeroni everything. Crazeroni Twitter, Crazeroni IG, Crazeroni Snapchat. Don't email me, but it's Crazeroni. Yeah, Crazeroni everything. Slow Roast Records, Miami, Florida. What's up?
You know, it's crazy. Every time I see your videos on YouTube. Millions, 5 million. Holy crap, man. Making noise.
Yeah, man. All about skills. You know what I mean? Like, people react to skills. So, like, I'm going to keep doing it. Hell yeah, hell yeah.
All right, congrats, man.
Thank you, homie.
No problem. All right, we're here with Garcia from Crazy Hood Productions. Hip-hop legend here in Miami, Florida. Garcia, what's up, man?
I'm having a great time. I'm playing Gears of War 4. I'm happy to be here.
You're a huge gamer, right? Huge, huge.
Yeah, I love Xbox. I love Microsoft. I love everything they're doing. And just to be here watching the Gears of War 4 launch event, playing, getting bodied by people who are obviously way better than me right now. But give me a week, yo. Give me a week with the console. Watch.
Now, I noticed the first thing you were doing, you went straight to the campaign. You wanted to see how it is, get used to the controllers and everything. Your thoughts, what you've seen so far?
I mean, so far what I've seen is phenomenal. It's definitely a step up from Gears of War 3. Definitely a step up from Gears of War 2 and 1. The graphics are just hella updated. The controllers took me a second to get used to it because I was still stuck back in previous modes. But once I got the hang of it, it became second nature. I'm a fan, man. What can I say?
So I know you also play the multiplayer, right? So how was that part, the challenge of competing with, like, it was you and other people together as a team versus the AI?
Well, first off, I outdid Scam. So I like to.
Oh, Scam.
I outdid Scam, so let's just get that out of the way. Yeah. I outdid EFN, let's get that out of the way. But, man, I mean, the game is awesome. I can't wait to get home and literally get on a mode where I can play against other people. But, yeah, I think the game is First off, Gears of War is my favorite Xbox game ever. So let's just start there. You know, so I'm really, really happy that I got to trust it out a week before it comes out. And I'm on cloud nine. I'm going to go home and just get online. You know, look for me. Garcia CHP is the gamer tag.
Yeah. So before we wrap it up, what's going on with the music side? I know you've been doing a lot of filming with Coming Home series and so on. So music side, because you're known for that in Miami. Is there any projects coming up in the future?
Yeah, I'm about to release a new EP. I've been recording it on the low. Just shot a music video for it. We're going to do a couple music videos for it. It's going to be my first self-titled project. It's just going to be strictly Garcia. That's all it's going to be is my name, 8 records, front to back, hardcore hip-hop. You can follow me. Can I promote my...
Yeah,
you can follow me on all my social medias at Garcia's World. And if you want to get to know me on a gamer tip and get bodied in Gears of War, Garcia CHP. I'm just kidding. I'm not that good, but I love healthy competition. And I'm just keeping it positive. Miami, first and foremost, to the world, hip-hop since birth. I'm just happy to be here, man. So thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot, man.
No doubt, man. Always.
All right, so I'm here with T-Pain. He's here.
Perfect background.
He's here hanging out at the Gears of War 4 event. What's up, man?
I'm chilling, man. You know, just being me and loving life. Doing good.
The last time I saw you, dude, you were right in front of me for the Star Trek VR.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, so T-Pain is really into gaming and stuff, you know? And I noticed you had a really great time. Playing the game and everything too, man.
It was good, man. I was definitely sweating afterwards. It was a great experience, man. I mean, it was actually fun. It, you know what I'm saying? It made you interact with other people. And it was a new kind of game. So it was dope. Yeah, now I get it.
So you got to play Gears of War 4, right?
Yes, yes. And it is as awesome as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, have you played the past Gears of War?
I got into it around like 2, like the end, like when people was getting off 2, going to 3. So, you know, those were just straight war. So this one actually has a nice development of, you know, the story and a good narrative. And actually takes you on a little journey. The multiplayer is still dope. You know, the bots are actually aggressive. It's It's a lot going on, man. All the developers, they put in work on this one. They made sure this is the best gear so far, so it's great.
I know you're into gaming and stuff, so what was your first game they actually played back in the days? Your first game?
My first game was Battletoads.
That's a classic. And it was hard as hell.
It was mega hard.
So what was it that got you into that game besides the other ones?
I don't know, man. I mean, it turned into a passion after a while. After I kept playing, and you know, I wanted to see what the next gen was, and everything was it was so captivating. And then once I got older, and I started getting into building PCs, I learned what goes into making games. And then I started coding, and I started getting into all that. I was like, oh my God. And then everything just got good. I understood more of the inside of it, so it made me realize what goes into making games, and that made me love them even more.
Music side, like, what is it you're doing with music now?
Still going in, man. I got a new single coming out, Dan Bazerian. So it's gonna be some epic stuff. You're gonna see a lot of T-Pain in a very short while.
Nah, but I just want to say what's up, man. It's good to see you over here and everything, man. So enjoy the event and everything, man, too. You know what I'm saying? And one more thing. When you get the game first, what is it going to do first? Multiplayer, co-op, or horde?
I think I'm going to do horde. But I'm
horde is dope. Horde is dope.
Right. I think I'm going to go horde. But I gotta watch my daughter do it first because she's much better at gaming than me.
Really?
Yeah. She runs through games. No, yeah, she's like aspiring to be a speedrunner. So yeah, so I can't hang with her. So I want to watch her do it first, and then I'll see if I'm up to being terrible or not.
Do your thing, man. Thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thank you, bro. Yes, sir. Take
it out. You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up. You know, shout out to Microsoft for giving us codes, review codes for this game that we've been playing now for a week. And for those that are planning to purchase this game and would like to play online with us, make sure to add me. My name is Godfrey online. Pete, what's your gamertag?
Paris, you're gonna love this. X Pete Rock X.
Yeah. Definitely, man. I hope Paris doesn't delete you from his friend list because of that. So Paris, what about you, man? What's your gamer tag?
Hey, man? As it is everywhere, Vicious 696.
All right, awesome, man. So head over to gamertagweird.com or play.it/gamertag and listen to our past episodes, and make sure to share with your friends. You also could find us on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and other podcast directories.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, and next week we have a big interview too. You know, this is part one of the big one. Part two, this Monday, Paris and Pete did a great job with this. You guys want to introduce that one?
Yeah, so we already recorded it. It's already in the bank. We talked to Deej from Bundy. I just like I did an interview, I almost said Bundy again. But I said it in an interview, and we left it in there. It's funny. But we talked to Deej from Bungie, and along with Khalif from the Spawn on Me podcast. And we talked to him for about an hour and 20 minutes about Destiny, the community, and just everything that was involved with it. I think it was a really good interview. I shouldn't even call it an interview. I just think it was a good conversation because you guys heard Deej in the past. You ask him one thing and he just goes, you know what I mean? And I think it came out pretty good. So that'll be next episode. That'll be the entire episode. So I know we got one smart addict email, Mario, I'm calling you out about, let me know when Destiny Talk Radio is so I can skip it. Now you know. It's next Monday.
All right. Awesome. All right. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.